Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God, there's no one like you in all
yes,
the earth
God.
Realm.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Your day you have made it, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for your word, which surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. And as we pray tonight, Lord, as we intercede tonight, as we, Father God, in the name of Jesus, are about to enter into the throne of grace. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For prayers in the name of Jesus, as we utter our petitions and our supplications unto you tonight. Thank you for every caller. Thank you for every listener. Thank you for the people of God, Lord, once again coming on one accord to magnify your name and to pray in the name of Jesus. Your word says what we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. What we loose on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. So right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask, hallelujah, for your grace and your mercy over these next, hallelujah, these next few moments together, Lord, your grace and your mercy being adequate and sufficient for every person looking this way for prayer. We thank you for prayer, Lord. Hallelujah. We've seen so many in the name of Jesus answered by you. We've seen so many, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. Glory be to God for your loving kindness unto us today. We thank you. Hallelujah. That our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, nor is it entered into the heart of man in the name of Jesus, what you are going to do for those who love you. So according to your word, that we are to always pray, to pray for one another and to bear one another's burdens in the name of Jesus. Father God, stir up the gift of God over every listener on tonight. Stir up their faith and increase the anointing, hallelujah, on every believer on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Many your word says of the affliction of the righteous, but your word says you will deliver us out of each and every trial, out of each and every test, out of each and every, in the name of Jesus, dilemma or trouble or problem that we might be facing on today. So as we feel the power of God on this prayer line tonight, as we feel the power of the Holy Ghost, we pray right now for a fresh infilling of your spirit. Your word says, not by might, not by power, but by the spirit of the living God. Lord, hallelujah. Oh, your word says, be not weary in well doing. If we don't faint, we'll reap that harvest. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we're going to wait upon the Lord and be of good courage. Again, I say, wait upon the Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for prayer tonight. We thank you that we can bring our words to you and our supplications to you and, Father God, our cares and our concerns to you. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of the Antichrist that's in the earth realm today. We come against that spirit of disobedience and rebellion that's in the earth realm today. We come against every curse that has been sent out and planned by the enemy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your word says, Lord, contend with those who contend against us. Fight against those that fight against us in the name of Jesus. This battle does not belong to us, but it belongs to you. So, Lord, we're going to hold our peace tonight. And we're going to let you deal with every enemy in the name of Jesus. We are troubled on every side, but we are, hallelujah, we're not cast down. We're perplexed, but in the name of Jesus, there's a blessed hope on the inside of each and every person under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're going to continue to pray for our families. We're going to continue to pray for our marriages. We're going to continue to pray when the devil tries to get us depressed and sad and tries to take the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. In the name of Jesus, We pray right now, Lord, to restore the smiles on your people's faces. We pray right now in the name of Jesus to restore the fire, Lord, that so many used to walk in and once walked in. We pray right now that the zeal return in the name of Jesus for your kingdom and for your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that we continue to delight ourselves in you, and you will give us the desires of our heart. We pray for a greater anointing that's bigger than our problems, that's bigger than our troubles, that's bigger than, in the name of Jesus, the plan of the enemy against us. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, that person looking this way for prayer, meet every need in the name of Jesus. Bless their household. Bless their jobs. Bless their coming in and their going out. Cover them with the blood of Jesus as they go through their daily routine. In the name of Jesus, put a hedge of protection around their families and around their minds. Keep their minds in perfect peace. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lord, when there's not enough money sometimes to pay the bills, keep us at peace. Lord, sometimes when a relationship is under fire, keep us at peace. Lord, sometimes when a church looks like it's not in your perfect will, keep us at peace. Lord, in the name of Jesus, when we're going through with our finances and going through in our health with our bodies, Lord, keep our minds in perfect peace. We have not because we ask not. You say you take the foolish things of this world to confine the wise. And we don't look like what we've been through because of the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. In the name of Jesus, you'll say in your word that you'll give us a peace which surpass all understanding. Lord, they're fighting down in Washington, D.C. They can't come together collectively in unity. In the name of Jesus. Lord, look like the problems of this nation are not being resolved with those who we trust to solve the problems of these United States of America. Lord, it looks like in the name of Jesus, the spirit of division is affecting our politics and our leaders. Lord, it looks like in the name of Jesus, that spirit that is deceptive and that spirit of lying, that spirit, Lord, that haughty spirit, that spirit of pride, it looks like it's affecting our leaders. So right now we bind that spirit up. We pray that the president and the Senate and the Congress and the assemblymen and the governors and the mayors all around this nation, Lord, we pray that every federal official, every elected official in the name of Jesus, Lord, would lay down their will and pick up the will of Almighty God. And Father God, allow them to come on one accord to solve some of the problems of our nation on today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help our politicians. Lord, soften their hearts. Don't give them a heart and heart, but give them a heart of clay. Give them a heart that you can mold in the name of Jesus. These are the leaders that the people have elected. These are the ones, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And your word, 1 Corinthians 16, you said pray for those in authority. Pray for those who are leaders. Pray for those who are governors or over the government of your nation. In the name of Jesus. So we lift up Governor Chris Christie to you. We lift up President Barack Obama to you. We lift up in the name of Jesus every senator and every mayor, every congressman, every congresswoman to you. In the matchless name of Jesus, oh Lord, help the White House. Help the Senate. Help the Congress in the name of Jesus. We sing your spirit right now, the spirit of the living God. And Lord, we pray for every church. We pray for the pastor that wants to quit on tonight. We pray for the congregation, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that is troubled in their spirit. We pray, Lord, for the assemblies of the living God all over this nation and all over the city, the state of New Jersey. We pray, Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, that you would have mercy on us. Have mercy on your clergy. Have mercy on your pastors. Have mercy on the shepherds that you have called to shepherd your sheep in this hour. You said if the shepherd, in the name of Jesus, be destroyed, the sheep be scattered. So right now, Lord, give us in the name of Jesus steadfastness, Lord. You called us for a time such as this. You saw the wickedness of our day. You saw the great falling away in the name of Jesus with the people of God. You spoke through your prophets, Lord, centuries and decades ago that we would be living in times like this, perilous days. So, Lord, it's not a surprise to you. So help us, God, in the name of Jesus, just like there were 7 years of famine and 7 years of plenty in the days of Joseph and Pharaoh. Help us to hold on. Help us to keep the faith, Lord, when things seem to be drying up, when it doesn't seem like there's enough money in the bank, when it doesn't seem like the paycheck is big enough, when it doesn't seem like the relationships are working. Lord, help us to hold on to God's unchanging hands. Rashabo Okata. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. And people of God, that's why we got to pray. It's a spiritual thing. Prayer is a weapon. It ignites your spirit when you're feeling down. When you open up your mouth and start talking about the Bible, when you speak the words of God, it does something supernaturally to your flesh, which is natural. It does something supernaturally in the name of Jesus to your soul, which is sometimes carnal. It is spiritual. You are a spirit, and you live in a body, and you have a soul. So right now, we pray for the awakening of your spirit tonight. We pray for the awakening of the Holy Ghost that reigns on the inside of every believer. You have said yes to Jesus to make him Lord and Savior over your life. And he says, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He still has the best in mind for you. You will close on that house. You will walk down the aisle of holy matrimony. You will start that business that God has put in your spirit. You will be effective in ministry as God has showed you in your spirit. You will, in the name of Jesus, come up out of debt and come away from strongholds. You will get the victory in every area of your life. I decree and I declare it over you by the power and the authority God has given me. I declare and decree that you are more than a conqueror on tonight, that no weapon forged against you will prosper, that the plans of the enemy must back up off of you, must back up off of your family, must back up off of your money, must back up off of your ministry, that the plans of the enemies will not prevail. In the name of Jesus, according to the word Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts I think towards you, saith the Lord, plans of good and not of evil, plans to give you a hope and a future. He said he prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He said, yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he says, fear no evil, for thou art with you. His rod and his staff, they're comforting you tonight. Call upon the name of Jesus. He said, call upon me, and I will answer you. Glory be to God. We're calling on the name of Jesus tonight. But we don't know what else to do. Call on the name of Jesus. When we don't know what else to pray, call on the name of Jesus. When we don't know the next step to take, call on the name of Jesus. When we are down to just hope, call on the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we're calling on the name, which is above every name, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The Bible said he humbled himself, even being obedient to the death of the cross. You told us to clothe ourselves with humility. That's why we pray every Tuesday night. It's a humbling position to pray, to ask God for help, because we need help. It's a humbling position to cry out to God when you don't have answers and you can't come up with solutions in your natural mind. It's a humbling thing when you go to the God of this universe, the God of this world, the God who is sovereign, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that we are humble tonight. We thank you that we're not walking in pride, and we're not walking in self-righteousness, and we're not walking with a spirit of religion, but we are saying, Lord, we love you tonight. Lord, we need you tonight. Lord, we cry out and we bring our families to you. We lay our marriages at the altar tonight. We give New Creation Church to you. So many churches are going through so much. We see the statistics, and we don't believe the report of this world. But every church opened in your name shall prevail. Every church, Lord, that's preaching the unadulterated gospel will handle these tough times. Every church, Lord, every pastor that you call to shepherd your flock, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, send the members to New Creation Church. Send in the tithers. Send in the workers of the ministry. Send in the laborers. That's why we pray for every family that had committed to New Creation Church, the Kahlo family and the Davis family and the Simmons family, the Tucker family, so many looking this way for prayer. In the name of Jesus, evangelist and minister, Lord, Rabinia and Andre, and so many who are holding up the arms of the pastors, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Sister Rita and evangelist Elizabeth Page, and so many, Lord, even the children, Sudani and Kayla and Jessica and Kevin and Vanita, so many of the young people, Lord, Portia, in the name of Jesus, our grandchildren, Father God, our children, in the name of Jesus, every person that's a part of New Creation Church, I speak a special anointing, a special blessing from heaven over every member. Lord, give them enough adequacy that they can provide for their families. Thank you for the roof over our head tonight. Thank you for the clothes on our back tonight. Thank you for the shoes on our feet and the food, Lord, that we have in the pantry and the refrigerator. Thank you for every blessing, Lord. In the name, I felt that. God is saying to you, in the name of Jesus, that he will meet every need. God says he will meet every need of your household, every need that you bring to him. God will meet it. Every void that's in your life, God says he will fulfill it. Every stronghold in your life, every yoke that the enemy tried to put around your life, right now God is breaking that curse. He is breaking that chain off of your life. He is breaking that spirit, that stronghold, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we curse and come against the spirit of anger. We come against the spirit of walking in fear and being afraid. You said, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow have enough worries of its own. So, Lord, help us not to walk in the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, give that person gainful employment, that have their resume out there, that have the applications out there, that's looking for housing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that person looking to close on a home, that person who needs an apartment, that person who needs transportation, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Minister Andre Singley as his automobile was hit. We pray, Lord, that you will restore, in the name of Jesus, his transportation. Every person, Lord, that needs an automobile or needs a new vehicle or need repairs to their vehicle, we pray that you make a way out of no way. Everyone, Lord, who is delinquent with payments, everyone in the name of Jesus who's being harassed in this hour by collection agency and collection people, we break it right now, and we say that, Lord, your grace is sufficient. In the name of Jesus, every good and perfect gift comes from above. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we know that you are good, and you are good all the time. You are sovereign God, and your word says, where two or more are gathered in your name, that you will be in the midst. So we pray for every person under the sound of our voice, that you will meet every need that's in their house. Meet every need that's in their personal lives tonight. Lord, those who are sick, right now we speak healing. I felt that when I said it. God says you are already healed. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace have been laid and put upon him, and by the stripes of Jesus, you and I are already healed. Death is under his feet. Sickness and disease is under his feet. All kinds of infirmities are right now under the authority of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for breakthrough in every area of life. We thank you for manifestation and demonstration of your word. Your word says signs, wonders, and miracles will follow us who believe. Show your people that you are with them. Show your people a sign today. Show them and reveal yourself to them in the name of Jesus. Help them not to be oblivious to the obvious. You woke us up this morning, and you started us on our way. So many are in hospitals. So many are incarcerated. But, Lord, you continue to make a way out of no way for those of us who have our freedom, those of us who have a right to speak, those of us who have jobs and gainful employment, those of us who have housing and a roof over our head, those of us, Lord, who are not homeless or on the streets, we thank you for every blessing. We thank you that we are seated in heavenly places. We thank you that we are above and not beneath. We shall be the lender and not the borrower. We thank you that we are the first and not the last tonight. We thank you that there's a great anointing on our lives, and that the favor of Almighty God resides on every person under the sound of my voice. Wealth is in their house. Riches is in their house. Your word says you wish above all things that we prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. So I speak prosperity to every life tonight. I speak wealth to every life tonight. You have given us the ability to get wealth. The wealth of the wicked in your word has been laid up for the righteous. You, in the name of Jesus, have stored up your good treasure for those of us who believe. You said if we speak to the mountains in our lives, that they must move out of our way. So we speak to every mountain that's in the way of your people. We speak to every enemy, every demonic force, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers in dark places, against governing spirits. So we thank you that the greater one, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost, the greater one, hear God, people of God, the greater one is on the inside of you than he that is in this world. You are more than a conqueror tonight through Christ Jesus. He says that he has called you before you were formed in your mother's womb. He said he knew you, and he chose you before the foundations of the earth. So that means that you are already born to win. That means that you are already victorious. That means that you are already successful in every area of life. Don't go by what you see, but go by what he said. So as I give this to my wife tonight, as we continue to pray tonight, we're going to believe God together in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on tonight. God, you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon our lives, God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for dying on Calvary, Father God. We thank you, Jesus, for the sacrifice of your blood,
yes,
so that we would not perish, but we would have life eternally with the Father. We thank you, Jesus, for saving us. We thank you, Jesus, for healing us. We thank you, Jesus, for delivering us. We thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done and all that you continue to do, God. Lord, we love you on tonight, and we just bless your name on tonight, God. We came seeking your face, God. Hallelujah. Looking, Father God, for another touch from you, God. Lord, I ask, Father God, you would touch each and every person on tonight, God, that is weary in their body. Lord, I ask that you will touch and encourage each and every person on tonight that is discouraged, oh God, whether it's by the news or by bills or whatever it is, Father God, why what circumstances
yes.
or what's happening in their lives, God. Father God, Father God, just let your hand be upon each and every person, God. Lay your hand upon us, oh God, Father God, each and every person, Father God, that might be going through, Father God, that might be, Father God, struggling on tonight, that might be disheartened on tonight, God. We just thank you and we praise you, oh God, hallelujah, that you are the lifter of our heads. We thank you, Lord, for being a friend that sticks closer than a brother. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you said in your word that you would never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for giving us joy, joy, unspeakable
yes.
joy. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, that this joy that we have, hallelujah, the world did not give it to us,
come
and
on.
The world cannot take it away, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that the joy of the Lord truly is our strength on tonight, God, hallelujah.
Yes.
So, Lord, we just praise you on tonight. We worship you, oh God, because we realize that we are never alone, oh God. We worship you, oh God, because we don't worry, God, hallelujah, about tomorrow, Lord.
Jesus.
We don't worry about what we're going to eat or drink or bills being paid, God, hallelujah. But you said in your word that we just seek first your kingdom, oh God,
yes.
and your righteousness, that everything else would be added unto us, oh God.
Yes.
So, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for taking care of our daily needs.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for breath in our bodies.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
We thank you, Jesus, for the movement of our lives. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for another opportunity to praise you, for another opportunity to give you the glory. Hallelujah. Lord, even though things might not be perfect in our lives, God, hallelujah, yet will we praise you, oh God. Yet will we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, God, hallelujah, because we have faith, oh God, being the substance of things hopeful and the evidence of things not seen, God. Yet we will continue to trust you, God. Yet we will continue to put our hope in you. Yet we will continue to put our trust in you, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you on today, God, hallelujah. Lord, we pray for those who are sick in body on tonight, God, hallelujah. Lord, we pray for our evangelist page, oh God. Lord, being down in the hospital, God. We thank you, Lord, for your hand of healing upon her life, God. We, Father God, pray that you will encourage her, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you will strengthen her, God. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, that, Father God, that you will continue to keep her faith strong, oh God, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We love you, Jesus. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. Continue to strengthen that woman of God, your woman servant, God. Continue to heal her, oh God. Lord, by your stripes, she is healed. In the name of Jesus, heal her, oh God, from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, God. We bind up the spirit of sickness. We bind up the spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus. And we lose healing over Elizabeth Page right now in the name of
Jesus.
Word. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against her can prosper, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Lord, ha, continue to have your way, God. Continue, Father God, to have your way, God. You are sovereign. You are in control, God. Hallelujah. We thank you that the devil has no dominion in her life. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. From the praise report, we thank you for miracles, God. We ask, Father God, for your hands of miracles to even be upon her life on tonight, God. Even now, God, strengthen her, encourage her, send your ministering angels, God. We thank you, Lord, that she yet has a praise in her lips, on her lips, God. We thank you, Lord, that she's still rejoicing in you, God. We thank you and we praise you. We worship you on tonight, God. Oh, God, we worship you on tonight. And everybody that's sick in body, God, we pray for
heal
them on
Lord.
Tonight, God. We thank you for your healing touch,
we
Father
God.
God. Touching them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Father God, for the United States of America, God. We pray for our president,
yes.
God. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Father God, that you would give the president, the Congress, the Senate, the House, Father God, that you would give them wisdom from on high. Lord, you, the hand of the heart of the king is in your hands. The heart of the king is in your hands, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we believe you. We trust you, God. And we thank you, Lord, for moving in the White House on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for bringing an immediate resolution to this standoff. We ask that you bring an immediate resolution to this shutdown of the government, oh God, because we know that your government has not been shut down. We know that Jesus came and the government is on his shoulders. We know that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We know, hallelujah, that you are in control, God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God, for putting a hedge of protection around your people, protecting those who are called by your name, God. Even those, Father God, who are not able to go to work today, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you have, Father God, dominion and authority. We thank you, Lord, that provision is being sent to their houses. Send provision to every house, every household. My brother Gary and Suzette DeCroix, oh, Father God, who said that she's home today, God. And I don't know if Gary's working or not, Lord, but send provision to his house. And thank you for keeping him. My sister Jackie, who's still in the military, her husband Derek, oh God, Lord, Larry McCray, oh God, hallelujah, all those who have government jobs and all those, Father God, who are in the military and all of those, Father God, who are public assistants, oh God, oh God, all of those who are waiting for loans and house loans and car loans and mortgages, oh God, all of those, Father God, who are, oh, God, hallelujah, waiting to refinance, all of those, oh, God, hallelujah, even, Father God, in the health care, who are looking for health care, God, thank you for affordable health care, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, been rolled out on today, God, thank you, Lord, that Obamacare was rolled out on today, God, and those who could not get insurance and those who could not get health care now, Lord, are able to get health care, oh, God, Lord, we speak to the stock market and God, we speak to the budget, and we speak, oh God, to the economy, oh God, and we declare order, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we live under the government of your kingdom, oh God, and that what's going on in this world, God, even though it may affect us, it will not impact us, oh God, in negativity, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we put our trust in you, Lord, and Lord, we put our hope in you, oh God. And we continue to have faith in you, oh God. And we continue to have faith in your word, God. And we declare and decree that we are your people. And every need is met according to your glorious riches by Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, you are God. You are Lord of Lords. You are King of Kings. You are the beginning and the end, oh God. You are the first and the last. You are the Alpha and the Omega, oh God. In the name of Jesus, it begins with you, oh God, and it ends with you. And God, we just thank you on tonight, God, hallelujah, that you own the whole earth and everything in it, oh God. The cattle on the hill, oh God, belongs to you, oh God. So Lord, we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for you being in control, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the cattle on the thousand hills, Lord, it all belongs to you. So one, though 10 might fall at one side and 1,000 at the other, oh God, we thank you, Lord, that it will not come near us, oh God, that this plague, this devastation, whatever's going on in the earth realm will not impact your people negatively, God. Oh God, oh God, oh God, and if whatever, God, we thank you, Lord, that you never put any more on us than we can handle, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you never put any more on us than we can handle, God. So we realize and recognize, oh God, hallelujah, where our help comes from, knowing that our help comes from you, oh Lord, hallelujah, our help comes from you, God. So we put our trust in you, God, trusting and leaning on you, oh God, hallelujah, holding on to your unchanging hand, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we trust you on tonight, God, for the government. We trust you on tonight, God, for politics. We trust you, oh God, for the economy. We trust you, oh God, for our bills. We trust you, oh God, for our children, oh God. We trust you, Lord, for our family members. We trust you, oh Lord, for our church members. We trust you, God, for our healing. We trust you, oh God, for our help, oh God. We trust you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for our joy. And we realize and recognize, oh God, that no weapon formed against us can prosper, oh God. And we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, lives. And God, for that reason, we can rejoice. For that reason, we can praise you, God. For that reason, God, hallelujah, we can hold up our hands and glorify your name, oh God. And we pray for every marriage on tonight, God. Every marriage, every man, every woman that's believing you for marriage on tonight. We say what you have put together, oh God, what you have joined together, let no man put asunder, God. We believe and trust you for marriage, for families, our siblings, our parents, our children, our families, oh God, our churches, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, have your way and let your will be done. We thank you, Lord. We put this thing in your hands. Whatever it is, our God is saying, put it in my hands. Put it in his hands. Whatever you're dealing with on tonight, brethren, whatever you're dealing with on tonight, my sister, God is saying, put it in his hands. It's not too much for him. He said, come to me, all who are weary, all who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest from the storm, and I will give you rest from the fire. The fire will burn, and the waters will flow, but it will not come nigh you. It will not consume you. It will not burn you. It will not drown you. You're not going under. My God, you're being shifted. You're being strengthened. You're coming out on the other side. You will come out on the other side. You will come out with a song of victory. You will come out with jubilee. You will come out rejoicing. In the name of Jesus, God wants me to tell you on tonight that no matter how it looks, no matter what it looks like, you are still more than a conqueror. No matter what it looks like, he is still Lord of Lords. No matter what it looks like, he is still in control. No matter what it looks like, he still has a plan to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. So, God, we thank you for your word. And even as we begin to take prayer requests on tonight, we pray for our apostle, Matthew Tillery, on tonight. God, we pray, Father God, you would strengthen him and keep him even as he ministered out on this weekend. God, we pray, Father God, that you will pour back into him, oh God, that you would give him a fresh revelation, that you would give him a fresh anointing. God, bless his wife, Pastor Dawn Tillery, on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, let your hand of healing be upon her life continually, even as she continues to heal in the area of her leg, even as she's back in the pulpit, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We put a hedge of protection around this couple, God. Hallelujah. That are spiritual parents, oh God. And we cover them. We plead the blood of Jesus over their lives and over Tri-Faith International Covenantal Ministries, oh God. Our brothers and sisters who labor in the gospel with us, oh God. We just thank you and we praise you, oh God. We pray for the Malloys and the Burgesses. We pray for the most excellent way, oh God, drug and alcohol addiction restoration program, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for sending in, oh God, the addicted, oh God, not the addict, but those who have been addicted, oh God, to something. God, Paul said, I will not be mastered by anything, God. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are restoring us back to your original plan, oh God, taking away addictions, taking away, hallelujah, the desires of the flesh, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Continue to have your way and let your will be done. We love you tonight, God. We love you and we bless your name. We worship you, oh God. Just begin to worship God. Begin to worship God because God is taking care of your every need. Begin to worship God. Because he is the restorer of the breach. Begin to worship God. Because no weapon formed against you can prosper. Begin to worship God. Because you are the head and not the tail. Begin to worship him. Because you are the top and not the bottom, above and never beneath. Begin to worship God. Because your children, your seed is blessed. The word says that your
your seed is blessed. Begin to worship God because there is a word over your life. Begin to worship him out, believing him and trusting in the Lord, leaning not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledging him. My God, he is the author and the finisher of your faith. Worship him right where you are. Even as you begin to press 1 for your prayer request, if you have a prayer request, Pastor Anthony and I would love to pray for you. Just press 1 and we will pray with you. We will pray with you. God is here. God is answering your prayers. God is, he cares for you. God wants you to know that he loves you with an everlasting love. There's nothing that can separate you from the love of God. Not trials, not tribulation, not trouble. My God, hallelujah. Not bills, not this thing that's happening with the government. Nothing can separate you. Not heartbreak and heartache. Don't let anything separate you from the love of God. Not your children acting crazy. No, don't let trouble on the horizon, the cares of this world. Don't let anything separate you from the love of God. His love is everlasting. His love is unfailing. Man might fail and people might fail you, but God says, I will never fail you. In the name of Jesus, trust me, says the Lord. If you would just trust me, continue to trust me. Lean not to your own understanding, but trust me. Don't look at what it looks like. What it looks like is really not what it is. It is a fear coming in. And fear is a figment of your imagination, and you're afraid. False evidence appearing real. You're afraid of what might happen if God does not show up. But God says, I will show up. I will show up. Though I tarry, I will not tarry. Write the vision and make it plain. I'm going to show up. Write down what I've said to you. And write down what I've told you. And write down, go to my word and find the answer to your problem and write it down. And though it tarry, though it seems like I'm taking a long time, God said, at the appointed time, I will show up and it shall come to pass, that thing that I have shown you, the answer to your prayer, the solution to your problem, it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass, says the Lord. It shall come to pass. My God. Trust in the Lord. Trust me, says God. Just trust me when you can't trace me. Trust me when it seems like I'm not answering your prayer. Trust me when it seems like all hell is breaking loose in your life. Trust me when there seems to be no solution to that problem. Trust me when it doesn't seem like I'm answering, when it doesn't seem like I'm doing what I said I would do. Trust me when it seems to be getting worse. Trust me. My God. God says that it always will appear to be worse just before your breakthrough. Things will break out. All hell will break out just before the breakthrough. My God, get ready. Get ready to see the hand of God moving on your situation. Amen. Hallelujah. God says, because surely I will move. Surely I shall do. He says, have not I promised, and am I a man that I would lie? He says, I am not a man that I would lie, nor am I the son of man that I would repent and change my mind about what I have said about you. If I said it, I shall surely bring it to pass. Get your word and hold on to your word. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and worship God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. He is a shelter in the time of storm. He is a refuge in the name of Jesus. And your haters are your enemies, those who are envious and jealous of you, those who are plotting against you and planning against you, those who don't want you to prosper in the natural, the Bible says God is your refuge. If you need prayer, he is still a miracle-working God. He is a miracle-manifesting God. Just press 1 on your phone or your technological device, and we will pray for you tonight. If there's anyone who needs prayer, trust God. Pastor just quoted that scripture, Proverbs chapter 3. We got to trust in him with all of our heart and lean not into our own understanding. And if we acknowledge God in all of our ways, the Bible says he'll guide us and he'll show us and he'll lead us to what we need to do. Amen, when the enemy tries to come in like a flood. So if you do have a prayer request, if you're saying, Pastor, I'm believing God, and And Pastor, you prophetically said it. People are still dreaming. They're still setting goals. They're still moving forward by faith. They're still believing God, because the Bible says without vision, the people perish. So don't allow the enemy to take what God has shown you in the spiritual realm in the name of Jesus. So he sent his word that we all might be healed, and we are going to pray for anyone who needs prayer tonight. We are going to pray with you and touch and agree with you. Amen. Just press one on your phone, and we will pray with you. We will pray for you. We will lift up the name of Jesus, that name which is above every name, every knee bowing and every tongue confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. Amen. Caller, we see that hand in the name of Jesus, and we are going to open up the phone lines again. Press 1 if you are in the need of prayer, if you have a praise report, if you have a testimony, if you just want to, amen, give God honor on tonight, just press 1 and we will put you on the air. Area code 404, God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. I've been trying for the last couple of minutes trying to get through, and I couldn't get through, and I'm like, I need to get through. Finally, I pressed 1. It went through. So God bless you. God bless Pastor Rebecca. I am feeling a little bit under the weather. I had therapy on my back, and I'm a little bit sore, but I'm calling in for a couple of things. I like to pray for those people that are being affected by that furlough. Even though Pastor Rebecca has prayed for them, I want to keep praying for them. For those that will have financial problems, that, you know, that they will believe that everything is done for a reason, and I know that God will see them through. And
yes.
As myself, I want to pray and thank God ahead of time for that breakthrough that He's getting ready to have me go through. I mean, I feel like I'm gonna see it. It's coming soon.
Amen, amen. I believe you, and hey, man, you shall have what you say, and you said it's coming. That means God is sending it on the way, and it's just about to invade your life. Hallelujah.
I'm declaring.
Let us pray.
I'm
Father. Yes, go ahead.
I said I'm declaring it.
Okay, that's right. Declare and decree a thing, and the word says it shall be so. Amen. We believe, therefore we speak. They also believe, and they spoke. So we are believing the word of God tonight, and that's why we are speaking, because our words have power. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now for Sister Maria, Lord, who already declared her breakthrough, already declared, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that the blessings of God, that the windows of heaven are already open, and they're pouring her out a blessing too big for her to receive.
Yes.
So we thank you, Lord, that the favor of God is in her home, is in her house. We thank you, Lord, that every deed be met according to your riches in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your blessings and, Father God, your grace to be with her in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for the breakthrough, and we praise you right now for the victory, and we give you honor, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Already, hallelujah, for what you have already done in her life. So, Lord, we pray, even, Lord, as she is looking for her breakthrough to manifest, we pray for those who have been impacted or affected by this government decision, Lord, those who have lost money because of, Lord, what's going on down in Washington, D.C. with our politicians, those, Lord, who have lost income, or who have, in the name of Jesus, have been impacted, Father God, negatively, financially, Lord, we pray for them, Lord, that you would make a way out of no way, that you would get them, Lord, working once again immediately in the name of Jesus, that you would restore the monies, Lord, that they may have missed through this, Father God, this dilemma with our politicians. And, Lord, we pray right now, even as my wife alluded to it earlier, we pray right now for unity with the Republicans and the Democrats and the liberals, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray right now for bipartisan. We pray in the name of Jesus for collective, Lord, collective minds coming together and reasoning together. Your word says, can we reason together? So I thank you right now, Lord, that they can get together and reason together and come up, Lord, with sound solution, Lord, that these people can get back to work in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, don't let anyone lose their job.
Yes.
Don't let anyone be impacted too long by this decision, Lord, with our politicians.
Yes.
So, Lord, we're believing for them right now, and we send your prayers their way, Lord, that you would meet every need for their families and their children, Lord, that, Father God, they will not suffer because of this decision, Lord, that's going on with the furlough in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we declare breakthrough for Sister Maria, and we know that she's already victorious in every area of life. So she already said she's more than a conqueror. We're just touching and agreeing tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. I'm glad you finally got through.
Yeah.
Continue to listen. You were persistent.
Yeah.
You were diligent. Amen. And I'm glad you hung in there because you finally got through.
Yeah, I got off of my cordless phone and got on my wireless phone. I said, let me try on my cell phone. I got to get through one way or another.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for you and keep listening. We're going to continue to pray. Amen. God bless you. We're going to continue to pray. If there's any more prayer requests tonight, again, just press 1. We see that things can happen. She was trying to press 1 on another phone device. But if you press 1, I'm sure we'll see that hand and we'll pray and touch and agree with you on tonight in the name of Jesus. Yes, caller, we do see that hand. Hallelujah. To God be the glory in the name of Jesus. Area code 973. God bless you. Area code 973. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Tina. How are you?
Amen. We're doing well. We thank God for you tonight, and we're doing well. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, Mother. The reason why I'm calling tonight, I want you to lift this young lady up in prayer. Today I was walking the streets of North with the group, and we were an anti-violence group. We were praying for some areas where there has been crime, and I encountered a woman who, her name is Renee. She's out here on the street. She's homeless. She's on drugs. She was 4 months pregnant. And soon we walked up, she just began to cry. And so a couple of us, some ministers went over, and then me and this other lady, we went over later, and we ministered to her. And she's like, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I'm 4 months pregnant, and I just got finished taking some dope. I said, oh, my God. And so we talked to her. We recommended her to go to some places. She was listening. We, prayed for her. But I just want to lift her up. Her name was Renee, God knows. And she, she says she wants to stop, but right now she doesn't know what to do. And she has children, and she don't want her children to see her look like this. And so I'm like, I'm going to continue to lift her up in prayer because she's out here in the streets, and she's 40 years old, and she's tired, but she was stating that, whether God would love her because of what she was doing, so we let her know that God still loves you. God loves you, So just want to lift her up in prayer. Her name is Renee.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. Lord, we just thank you on tonight, oh God, for Renee, God, wherever she is over in Newark, God. We just ask, Father God, that you, Father God, will make yourself known to her in a greater way even on tonight, God. Even as she encountered you in the presence of Sister Tina and those that were with her, the ministers that were with her, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that she was able to see you in them, oh God, and begin to testify, begin to share, Father God, what she was going through, Father God, and Father God, even the dilemma of her struggle, oh God. So right now we lift up Renee to you, God. We lift up her children, God. Father God, we break, Father God, the yoke. We destroy the yoke of addiction, Father God, of drug addiction, for dope, heroin, or cocaine, or whatever it is over her life right now. We break it off supernaturally, Lord, believing that there is power in prayer, oh God. So we thank you right now.
now, Father God, that she will wake up, Father God, from, Father God, any drug-induced stupor, Father God, where she will be totally delivered, set free, God. We still believe in miracles. We still believe in the supernatural, God. And, Lord, we pray for that baby, that unborn child in her womb right now, God. Lord, that you, Father God, will protect that baby, put a hedge of protection,
yes,
even in amniotic fluid on tonight, God. Hallelujah. That even as that baby sees from his mother, that that baby will not be born addicted to drugs. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God. We know that you are able to do all things. We know that every good and perfect gift comes from you, God, and that this baby is a gift from you, oh God. Lord, we know that you have a plan and purpose for this unborn life, God. Even now, Father God. Father God, even now, Father God, that you, Father God, can do a work, God. And we come against the spirit of the Antichrist. We come against every demon on assignment that even will want to stop us from praying for Renee and her unborn baby. But, Lord, like I was saying about that baby, God, we know that you have an assignment for this child to be born into this world, God. So, Lord, Lord, we right now, Father God, speak, Father God, healing even over this unborn child, over his mother or her mother, God, in the name of Jesus, healing over Renee's life, Renee's children, God, free her from addiction right now. Break and destroy that yoke, God. We believe and declare that it is done in Jesus' name, Father God. Whatever the underlying thing is, Father God, that made her use, Father God, we speak healing to that issue right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever that hindrance is, God, we break it off. That demonic influence, Father God, we break it off right now in Jesus' name. Lord, bring her to church. Let her be saved, God. You know, you, it's not your desire that anyone should perish. So, Lord, we know you want Renee to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. So it's our prayer, God, that she would be saved and that she would be filled with the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you.
And thank you, Sister Tina, for bringing that to our attention. I believe that the prayers of righteous are effective and powerful. They avail as much. And we believe that that young lady, along with the baby, is going to be delivered and set free from the hand of the enemy tonight. Amen.
Yes,
so
Amen.
Thank God and the team that was out there praying in the city of North. Matter of fact, Father, in the name of Jesus, we continue to bind up the spirit of violence sometimes that we see in our communities, Lord. We pray now, the spirit, Lord, of violence and the spirit of gang affiliation or gang activity. We pray, Lord, for our young people and those who are in the streets of North or urban America, any inner city, Lord, even the suburban areas, Lord. There's so much going on with this next generation and our young people. And right now, Father, we pray that the power of God would be in the people, Lord, the young people, in a stronger and more effective and powerful way. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that you're breaking down the walls of gang violence and gangs, that you're destroying the hand of the enemy that's creating this anger and this violent activity, Lord, in our community. So we give our neighborhoods to you, the city of North, the city of Bloomfield, the state of Georgia, the state of New Jersey. We give all of our children in our streets and our neighborhoods to you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Lord God bless you. We're going to continue to pray for Renee because I believe everybody on this prayer line tonight was blessed by that, and we'll continue to pray collectively for her. Amen.
Amen.
Caller, we see that hand. Continue to listen to us in the name of Jesus, and we're going to continue to open up the prayer lines. Area code 321. Area code 321. God bless you.
Hi, y'all. I came in on the end of the prayer when the young woman was praying. But I just need to say, because I'm still a backsliding evangelist, but I'm coming out, coming up and coming out. But I definitely want to get in this prayer. And thank you for, I'm thanking Rita for allowing me to hear. That's my roommate, my bunkmate. But I just like to say, Lord, just in the name of Jesus, Lord, no matter what my mind say, I ask that you move on me, and not just me, others. And I ask that you move miraculously in my life. I have no choice and no other way but to depend on you. There's nothing nothing that I need right now, even though I don't have. You have supplied my every need, God. So I'm just asking that even as you supply for me, supply for the rest. Lord, do it in the name of Jesus. You said if I, and not just I, but you said if we two or three are gathered in your name, touch and agree, that it shall be done. It shall come to pass. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, whatever they have already asked for, what I'm asking for now, just on myself, I just need you to do what you need to do in my life because I am in need. I am in need of my Savior, my Father, my brother.
Yes.
Lord, just move by your Spirit, God. Just move by your Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
I mean, in my life, in my friend's life, whatever you got to do, just move miraculously. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Where he'll say, he know who it is. When they call out and say, I know who it is, then that's what I want to hear from him, not out of my mouth. I can tell him, but you got to believe for yourself. But Lord, I just ask that you do it. For my brothers and sisters that's on the line, and my sister here who has just been faithful to me and humble to me right now, I'm just saying thank you for her. Thank you for them, for prayer. Thank you for allowing me to come in at this time while prayer is going on. I know nothing changes anything but prayer. I mean, faith,
yeah,
goes, all that, but prayer changes things.
Yeah.
Father, I ask that you move by your Spirit. Move by your Spirit and do
yes.
it even for my sister, Lori. Just touch her right now with the situation she's going through with her son in college. Lord, move by your Spirit.
Yes.
Make her know even the more that you are who you say you are. You'll do what you said you'll do. And all we
yes.
have to do is stand on your word. You said your word will not return unto you void. So do that. And listen, she's not even asking for her. She's asking for her son. God, move in a miraculous way. Lord, I just thank you for just prayer. I just thank you for the time. Touch my
yes.
body. It's not feeling well, but Lord, touch my body. Touch my mind.
Yes.
Touch my heart. Touch my soul. And do what
yes.
you're supposed to do, as you said you would do. Deliver me completely yet again. And Lord, I love
yes.
you. I ain't foolish enough to let you go, but Lord, just do what you want me to do. Just
yes, God.
Make me be what you want me to be, Lord.
Yes,
and that's what I strive for. That's what I long for. And let me accept who you call me to be. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray and I thank you. I thank you for my sisters and brother outside of my ministry, but in the ministry. Thank you so much. Thank you for Rita,
yes.
Lord. Thank you for her. Lord, I ask that you bless her miraculously because she has been going through, and just take care of her. Just take care of her. This. In Jesus' name, I pray. And thank y'all for allowing me to be in this prayer line right now.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I will
Hallelujah.
Visit
you soon. Amen. We thank God for you that you will visit us soon. Can I ask your name?
Janice. I'm Janice. I'm Lori's cousin.
Okay.
And I'm Rita's bunkmate.
Okay.
I'm telling
amen.
You,
amen.
We're on point, and we both doing the same for each other, but try to keep each other in order. But God is what keeps us. And I'm telling you, the stuff I've been here a month, and the stuff she's been here longer, the stuff we've been through together since I've been here has been something. But guess who is our keeper? I mean, because the flesh could rise and we can go off in here the way people, and it's a bunch of women who should be helping each other. And then you got the staff telling us we can help each other. But who pays attention to the staff? No one. Because, I mean, since I've been here, I've had nothing. No funds or nothing. We've been to the pantries. I've introduced the pantry to other people. And, I mean, my cupboard, my freezer, or my refrigerator. We ain't got no, I couldn't go today because I don't have no room to put nothing. Rita could tell you, the Lord has just been blessing, and he said he'll pour us out a blessing that we won't have room enough to receive. And we've been giving stuff away. And I'm sorry, Al, if I'm going over, but I'm telling you about the goodness of the Lord. He has been blessing me. Why am I going to complain because welfare ain't on their point? No, I ain't waiting on welfare. God said, and the songwriter says, and I even wrote a song, he may not come when you want him, but he's always, always right on time.
Amen.
So why
well,
would
praise
I complain?
God. Amen. Well, praise
why
God.
Why would I complain? But hold on here. Okay, go read it because y'all going to make me go and I'm going to go. She can tell you. Do you think Rita can talk? Hold on.
Amen. Well, praise God for you.
Praise
God.
Amen.
God bless you, Rita.
Thank you. God bless you all. I don't know how solid time is going.
Oh, no. Go ahead. You have a prayer request? Oh,
okay. God is awesome.
Praise.
She said it. She said it. We're just praising him. You know,
yeah.
we receive, we ask, and thank you for being in agreement because there's been stuff that we've been going through, but we're going through together. God sent her, and we have each other to come in agreement. He said, where two of us shall agree is touching anything, and we just stay in his word and stay in his presence and bring his presence in our presence and just watch him move. And he's moving. The devil's trying to show us stuff like he ain't doing it and God ain't working, but God is moving. He's doing it. Lives are being changed. Souls are being saved. And captives are being set free. And we're not going to be moved by what we see, hear, think, or feel, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. It's already done. If he wants this place, then he's got it. We're just vessels that he uses. If he wants these lives, he's got it. We're just vessels. And we're just, you know, staying in agreement and staying in his word and asking for agreement from our brothers and sisters that we stand strong to do what he's called us to do. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we just touch and agree. Father, I thank you, Father God, for Sister Janice and Sister Rita, oh God. Lord, I just thank you for the prayer that's in their mouths, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their lives, Lord, even in the situation that they find themselves in, God. Father God, we just thank you, hallelujah, for these two servants, Father God, that you continue to let your glory shine through them, Father God, even as they minister to those in love in the house, and even as they minister to the staff, oh God, hallelujah, that your light would shine through, Father God, and that they would see, that others would see your glory, Father God, upon these two vessels, these two yielded vessels, God, and we pray right now, Father God, for provision. Lord, we thank you for a miraculous turnaround, God, even in their financial situation. We know that you can do all things but fail, God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for even, Father God, what you're doing, even now shifting them, Father God, into their own place, Father God, shifting them, Father God, till they have their keys in their hands, oh God, shifting them, Father God, into their own places of employment, even as they're both seeking employment and in school and training and doing everything, Father God, that they would do, Father God, knowing that you will do the rest as they do their best, God. So, Lord, I thank you for the testimony. I thank you, Father God, for the testimony that has gone forth, Father God, that they stand as witnesses to the world, that no matter what we are going through, that you are still able to step into the middle of the situation and show out, Father God, showing the world your glory, showing the world your hand, your provision, that Jeremiah 29:11 still stands true in the lives of your people, that you know the plans you have for us,
yes.
Plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. So thank you for Sister Janice and her prayer on tonight, God. Thank you for healing her body. Thank you, Father God, for moving miraculously in her life, God. Thank you for being her all in all. Thank you for Sister Rita. Thank you, Lord, for the friendship that you have given them. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for what you're doing in their lives. Continue to move in their lives. Continue to move in their lives individually and as friends, oh God, in their relationship. Oh God, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, even for Sister Lori on tonight. Thank you for Sister Lori, God, hallelujah, and thank you, Lord. And we praise you, God, for working out her situation, oh God, even with her son, oh God. So we just praise you on tonight for all the prayers that have gone forth. We continue to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God as we are about to go off the air tonight. That is just a new beginning. That's been what's being preached in our church lately. That is a new beginning. We're at October 1st, Pastor, the first day of October, and this is the first day of the rest of your life. So thank God for new beginnings, and thank God that we're not looking back. We're not turning back. We're not going to even think back. If it's negative, we are moving forward by faith. So I thank God for all of you who called in for prayer. Thank God, amen, for in the name of Jesus, Sister Rita, who called us and blessed us tonight with just a praise report, a testimony of God's goodness and God's strength, amen, along with our sister who will win many souls. She is an evangelist for God's kingdom and will win. I hope you hear me, my sister. You will win many souls for God's kingdom in the name of Jesus. So God will allow you as you humble yourself. The persecution sometimes is preparation, but keep preaching Jesus. Keep winning souls for Christ, and God is going to use you mightily. And God, amen, Sister Maria, Sister Tina Lane, so many who called in, and even if you didn't call in, we're believing and standing in agreement for you tonight. Hallelujah. Again, we will be at New Creation Church tomorrow night, 7:30, and Thursday night now. We have a restoration and recovery program along with our midweek service on tomorrow night, Wednesday night, 7:30. And again, if you can, join us 12:30 p.m. this Sunday, the first Sunday of the month. We're going to have a powerful worship experience. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I concur with my husband, you know, as we continue to humble ourselves under God's mighty hand, he uses us mightily for his glory. And I just thank God for the opportunity to come on Tuesdays and pray. I wasn't feeling that great when I came on tonight, but there is power in prayer as we continue to lean on the Lord. Off the line, if there would be one more, there's so many of you here, but if there would be one more that would say, Pastor, don't go before you pray with me or for me, if there would be one more who would say, I have a praise report or I have a question or a comment before we go tonight, just press one and we will definitely take your call on tonight. Amen. If there would be one more, amen. Hallelujah. So all minds clear. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to continue to pray. We believe in power, the power of prayer. Amen. Like the sister said, we can have faith, but there's power of prayer. The power of prayer. We're going to go and play a song. We pray on each and every vision upon each and every one of your lives. And we pray God's promises may manifest. So continue to trust in God. Continue to humble yourself under his mighty hand. Continue to submit to his will for your lives. And God will do. Remember, God is not a man, he should lie. But he is God, and he's still sovereign, still in control. So God bless you. Let your light shine to the women who love you. Remember that God is able. Amen. He will never leave you.
This keeps me going. Those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe.
the clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Bacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problems an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.